Now, the Brewers are back in the playoffs as division champions. Bally Sports announcer Jeff Levering talked to WPR's Alex Crow about the team's chances this fall.
Alrighty, let's go ahead and start with the pitching, because that was a big question mark coming into this season, especially with a couple of key losses with Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff. So tell me, how has the pitching worked out so far this season for the Brewers to be where they're at right now?
Yeah, it's been a real work in progress. Not a lot of teams go through 17 different starting pitchers and 12 different guys that have picked up saves over the course of a season and been a successful team. But the Brewers have certainly turned into a very successful team. And it really took a trade to get Frankie Montas into this organization in August to really solidify things. So really for the last 2 months, it's been a pretty normal pitching rotation. The guys in the bullpen have been relatively interchangeable, with the exception of a few guys, a few mainstays at the back end of that bullpen. And now that Devin Williams is back, it's really rock solid back there.
The Brewers have had a lot of offensive success as well. You have guys like Willy Adames and Jackson Churio, now members of the 2020 club. How has, you know, the offense been able to help the team so far this year?
I think it's been a really dynamic style of offense, and they just go out there and they have long at-bats, and they draw their walks and they push guys forward, and they're running a lot, and they're successful hitting with runners in scoring position. They lead the league in 2-out runs scored. It's just a different brand of offense. And for me, it's a throwback kind of to the 80s, where you would run and hit behind runners and drive a guy in. It was the old adage of get a guy on, get him over, get him in. And that's what the Brewers have been doing over the course of the year. Yeah, they'll hit their homers. It's been really a more dynamic style of offense, and one that is almost slump-proof. And you could tell that by the Brewers not losing more than 3 games over the course of the season. And they have not lost more than 3 games in a row all season long.
It's kind of hard for the Brewers to imagine continuity, or at least their fans, because it seemed in the offseason like that might not be a thing. We already talked about the changes to the pitching staff that was going to be happening, not to mention the coaching staff with Craig Counsell leaving and Pat Murphy jumping in. Talk a little bit about that continuity for the Brewers and how Pat Murphy's been able to really rise to the occasion this season managing this club.
My biggest takeaway is that the only piece that left was Craig. Everybody else stayed from last year. The coaching staff that had been here during the stretch where the Brewers have made the postseason 6 of the last 7 years, it's those guys that have the consistent message. And Murph's been here the entire time. Yeah, he didn't have the main voice that Craig did as the manager, because he was the bench coach, but he's been here. You go from being the vice principal or the substitute teacher to be in the principal. It's a different voice, but for Murph, he's always been the same. And I think Murph and the rest of this coaching staff has done a brilliant job of keeping everybody connected.
All right, Jeff, last question for you. Our very own WPR's Evan Casey here is a huge Brewers fan, and he told me when I asked if he had any questions for you to ask about the team's motto this year, which is apparently undaunted. What does that mean? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, the undaunted and you hear relentless a lot. Those are the two big key phrases with this organization. And you know, it goes back to what we were just talking about with all these different negative things that happen over the course of a season. You can really get caught in some of that. And just to be undaunted for Pat Murphy, and it goes back to his dad in his playing days. In a football game where he was making a play going around the right end, and the newspaper writer said that Pat Murphy's dad was undaunted in his way to get to the outside. That's where the whole thing stems from. But it's just this who cares mentality. It's us against the world. Don't worry about the little stuff, because as a team, we're going to get it done. Once you come through those clubhouse doors, it's all about winning that night. It's all about winning for your teammates. It's all about being there for each other. It's not about the other stuff that's happening. And believe me, everybody deals with a lot of stuff outside of baseball. But as soon as you go through those clubhouse doors, or for me, the broadcast booth doors, it's all about winning that day.
And that was Jeff Levering. He's a play-by-play announcer for the Brewers on Bally Sports Wisconsin. He talked with WPR Morning Edition host Alex Crow.